We're talking today with Heath Sanders with Great Plains Canola Association. Heath, let's talk a little bit about here we are, first part of March, and we're still a little on the chilly side, so we're not totally into full growth mode on this canola, but things are starting to look up a little bit.
Yeah, Ron, I was just kind of going back over the last February. I can't believe it's already March and chance of snow still in forecast. The first part of February, we had some pretty good growing weather. We had the canola actually perked up, started growing again. And then the second half of February was when we've gotten a lot colder. We have had some moisture, which is a good thing. The canola, from what I looked at, still looks green. The growing points still look pretty good. So we're still cautiously optimistic that, you know, everything's going to work out okay.
You know, our state statistician's talking about generally fair condition right now for most of the canola.
Yeah, that's, you know, until we have a better green up. You know, northern Oklahoma hasn't greened up as much as southern Oklahoma canola has, and that has to do with the moisture situation, and we've been a little warmer south than we have been north. You get into Kansas, and it's they've been a lot colder up there. So I think that when our winter weather finally clears out and we get some good growing days, then we're going to be able to see exactly kind of what we have out there a lot better. But for the most part, we still have the stands there to make a good canola crop. I know there's some guys out there that planted canola early and got it really big in size, and then we had a cold November and we lost some plants. Don't get me wrong, I know we did, but I think we still have enough plants out there to still make a decent canola crop, but we're going to have to wait and see how everything comes out here in the spring.
One thing about canola, obviously it does spread a little bit, as far as it does take up some space a plant does.
There's one thing about canola that I've learned is you don't ever give up on it until the final count. I mean, it will hang in there, it will compensate for space, and you can have a fairly thin canola crop still yield very good. So it will compensate for space. A couple of things that I'm seeing now that I think that possibly may happen is we may go from, you know, the last few years our weather pattern has been a little challenging, and we don't have as much time to get field work done. And I think that there's one thing that growers really need to be paying attention to is as we warm up here in the next week or two, we really need to focus on getting our herbicide applications put on for our last application to get those grassy weeds that were, you know, one of the main reasons that we're growing canola. So let's don't overlook that. I really think that we need to get on top of that and make those Roundup applications, herbicide applications, to take care of the grassy weeds, because we want to make sure we get that put on before the canola starts bolting. And looking back at the past years, that can happen relatively quick. Right. So that's just one thing that I think is everything may speed up here pretty quick once we have the warmer weather.
Once we finally get some of these days where we are so chilly and then warming up.
Well, our day length is increasing, you know, tremendously. And so we're getting warmer growing days, we're getting longer growing days, and, you know, our soil temperatures are beginning to warm up. It's going to warm up faster than it has been, you know, back in January. And that's just the crop getting ready for spring growth and going into reproduction mode. So we're cautious, like again, we're cautiously optimistic, but don't give up on canola, because it can really fool you sometimes.